This is Amy Burke reporting from the alumni tailgate here at the 85th National FFA Convention. And with me, I have a very special guest, Levi Riggs. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I had the opportunity to hear you on stage, and you had a very unique song that you brought to the alumni's attention this evening.
That's right. It's called F-150.
It was very, very nice song, I'll say, especially from, you know, a guy's point of view and then a girl's as well. It was a nice little love song. And how did you come up with that?
Well, I have a 1992 F-150 that I used to, it was my first truck when I was 16 and drove it all through high school and all through college, and I still have it. It's still in great shape. It's almost an antique if it's not already. and so that's how the song originated. You know, there was a girl I was dating at the time when I first got that truck, and we did it for 3 or 4 years, and so it was just all about, you know, jumping in the middle seat of the F-150. The 1992 F-150 is just a bench seat, you know, and if you got a girlfriend, you're just sitting in the middle. So that's how I started writing it. Yeah.
Well, great song for a great truck. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you come from an FFA background.
That's right. I was one of the first members of the Danville, Indiana FFA chapter that was started while I was in high school. Yeah. And Aaron Neblett was our chapter advisor at the time. He got it started.
Very neat. That's a great experience to have, founding an FFA chapter. And what is your most memorable experience as an FFA member?
Well, it was just the camaraderie between all the members of the FFA. We always had our meetings, but it was all the stuff, you know, the conventions, the canoe trips, all the stuff, all the time we spent together is what I remember the most.
Right. Did you have a specific CDE that you were, you know, was your favorite, or what was your SAE project?
I was working with dairy judging, so that's what I spent all my time on. I grew up in a dairy farm and in Danville, Indiana, and we have Jersey dairy cattle, and that's what I spent my time doing, yeah.
Very neat and a very unique story. So thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot.